In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, today on this fifth week of the Great Lent, we are presented with a couple of Gospels that prepare us for the coming of our Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. Once again, our Lord is presenting the events that are going to be unfolded before the disciples. And we also hear today for the feast and commemoration of our Venerable Mother Mary of Egypt, the gospel of repentance of the woman who cried and washed the Lord's feet with her tears and with her hair and anointed him, and how she was forgiven for this this gesture of repentance. And the church, in its wisdom, has placed today this person of the Venerable Mother Mary of Egypt for this main reason, for repentance, in order to encourage the faithful as we close down Lent and we enter into the Passion Week soon to be, that we need to have a little bit more courage and faith, that we should not be giving up on our endeavors during Lent. And so today I'd like to present to you, because some of you may not have been so familiar with this great Saint Mary. Her life is read in churches in the fifth week of Lent, oftentimes during a long service. In the monasteries, they do this. In some parishes, they still do this. We've done this a few times in our church. But to give you a synopsis, the Venerable Mary was a woman who lived in Egypt, and at the age of 12, she was entered into the profession of prostitution. And she had this profession for 18 years. And it was not only that it was a profession, she came to really enjoy it, enjoy bringing people and kind of damning people's souls into this evil way of life. And she came, that's the kind of person she was. And by happenstance, she boarded a boat to go to Jerusalem from Alexandria for a pilgrimage to see the Venerable Cross that Christ was crucified on. And she did such imaginable things to get there, but she thought this was a place where she could have a good time. And so she went. As she followed the pilgrims into the church to venerate the cross, there was this power that prevented her from coming in, like this force that prevented her from coming into the church to be able to venerate the cross. And as much as she tried, she could not get in. She would be thrown back. Now, the story of her life doesn't say, which is written by Patriarch Sophronius, the Patriarch of Jerusalem, as told to him by Zosimus, who we'll get to in a minute. It doesn't say like what kind of force this was. If it was an evil force, a good force. We all know these forces in our lives that prevent us from doing the things that we want to do sometimes. Sometimes it truly is an evil force that prevents us from doing things that are good. They throw temptations in our way. Sometimes it's God and the Holy Spirit preventing us. Sometimes we're not worthy of doing the things that we want to do. And there is a thing that happens that we hear in Scripture that people have died due to their contact with holiness because they are by far unworthy of it. It's happened time and time again in the Old Testament and even into the New Testament. St. Paul writes about this. It's in the Acts of the Apostles. So it doesn't make mention. I'm saying that this is probably a good force that prevented her because it led to very good things. So in her exhaustion, she sees an icon on the porch of the church to the Mother of God. And in that moment, in her exhaustion for not being able to come in, she prays to the Mother of God, "If you will allow me the ability to get in and venerate this cross, I will do whatever you ask of me." And so in her weakness, in her weakened state, the Mother of God allows her, prays to her son. She has the strength. She comes and she venerates the cross. And after doing so, she goes back out before that icon and she hears a voice tell her to cross the Jordan and you will find peace. Go cross the Jordan and you will find peace. The place where Jerusalem is in the Holy Land, we know that where Christ was baptized is the Jordan River. And beyond the Jordan River in Judea is the Jordanian desert. It's desolate. It's not much that grows there. It's hot. It's dry. And this is where she is commanded to go to find peace. And so there is She goes and she crosses the Jordan with nothing. She goes. And for 48 years, she dwells in the desert, repenting of her earlier life. For 48 years, eating only what she could find, having no clothing out in the elements. And it was Elder Zosima who, these 48 years later, would run into her out in the desert as he himself is, during the Lenten ascetic efforts, tries to go out and during Holy Week to pray and be in solitude. He has an encounter with the Mother Mary, the Venerable Mary, and she relays this story to him of her life. It's quite remarkable what she has done, what she accomplished in her 48 years of repenting. Her body is nothing. It's nothing anymore because she doesn't have the nutrition, but yet she's still thriving. Elder Zosima recalls that in a moment when she's praying, she's levitating. She's able to walk across the Jordan on water. Walk across the Jordan River. She is clairvoyant. She knows Elder Zosima's name and where he comes from without ever having met him. And she always in this, all this time, felt herself unworthy because of her past life. And so she is able to take communion from the elder the next year. And then she dies the year after that in the desert with no one around her, completing what the Virgin Mary says, that if you go beyond the Jordan, you will find peace. For most of us, this does not sound like peace. This sounds like hell, doesn't it? To be in isolation in the desert, starving, and only thinking about your past sins would seem like hell, but this is where she found her peace. And I think most of us are afraid to cross the Jordan, symbolically speaking, in our lives. We're afraid to do it, but that's where the peace is found. Going through our personal hells is where peace is found. That is where our strength is found, because we encounter there who we truly are, who we truly were. And we have to fight it. We have nowhere to go. Some of us maybe have a valiant effort. We start these things in our life of repentance, and then we lose energy. We're distracted by the world, by other things that seem more important to us. The devil gets into our head saying this is not necessary. Perhaps it's taking too long. I haven't felt anything, any peace yet in my life, despite these efforts that I'm doing. And yet we have the Venerable Mary doing it for 48 years. We give up too soon. Our progress is slow. It takes a lot of time for us in the spiritual life to get a hang of victory. And the victory is what the Venerable Mary got. Peace, forgiveness of her past wretched sins, closest to God that any of us would never dream about. The ability to overcome our flesh and do these miraculous things that truly only as an ascetic saint who has the dwelling of the grace of God within them because of their life can do. And so today, brothers and sisters, the church presents this great example of repentance for us, to one to tell us that we need to do this very thing, to repent. And I don't mean that we confess our sins and we, like dogs, go back to our vomit. That's usually what happens because we're weak. We go back to the sins that we've just confessed about. And we go right back into it almost immediately. Maybe we have strength for an hour or a day or a week, but eventually we weaken and we go back to it. So the church tells us that we have to work hard, and that's why they put this story of the Venerable Mary today during the fifth week of Lent, to encourage us to do what she did, to go beyond our personal Jordan. And that Jordan might look like hell, spiritually speaking. Don't know what it'll look like for individuals. It's different for everybody. But it's an encounter with our sins in order to defeat them with God's help. But we defeat them and we truly come to be in the presence of the Lord as a clean vessel for Him to use. So let us, as we close out Lent next week and enter into Holy Week, pray to the Venerable Mary, that she strengthen us, that she encourages us to do the things that she did, even if it's just a minuscule amount, and that is truly find peace to the repentance of our sins. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.